Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 301 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're doing well. I'm feeling great. My voice is back, completely back to normal, and a lot of cool stuff happening this month at Social Media Marketing World. I'll be speaking there and doing a panel as well. And then next month, I'm doing the opening keynote at New Media Expo, and I can't wait for you to see what I'm up to for that presentation. So look out for that. Sweet. Now let's get to today's question from Gabby.
Hi, Pat. My name is Gabby, and I am creating my first website. It's going to be about arts, but about all the different types of art forms. For example, a category will be theater, and under it will be subcategories. For example, history, influential work, curious information and stuff like that. But I don't know if the website, like my idea is too broad. I don't know if I should like narrow down the niche, you know, because I want to do a website that includes all information, like all the different types of art. For example, visual arts, and it's the type of visual arts, photography and painting and drawing, theater, cinema, music and all that. So I'd like to know if that's too broad. I don't know if I should narrow it down, and I don't know if that's too much information. Please let me know. Thank you so much.
Hey, Gabby, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. To quickly answer your question here right in the first second or two, yes, you have to niche down. It's the best thing you could do for a number of different reasons. One, there's just a lot of competition out there. And if you're talking about different art forms, that's awesome. And I completely understand that you want to eventually cover all of those things. But just think about all the content that's going to be involved with creating a powerhouse website that serves all of these different art forms. I mean, just theater history, that one little part in that subcategory is going to be a major undertaking to get that to a point where people will then talk about it, because that's what you want to build. You want to build a site, a resource, that when this topic comes up in conversation, you are the one that people recommend to somebody else to get more information about it. You want to become the ultimate resource for this. And right now, it's going to be really difficult to become the ultimate resource for anything and everything having to do with art. It is just really hard to do a broad category type situation when we're just starting out and we don't have too much money, we don't have angel investors to create this website, do all this advertising. I mean, it's not impossible. I'm not going to say it's not impossible, but it is almost impossible. And that's why niching down is really, really important. And as I've heard many times in the past, and you've probably heard me say this before, the riches are in the niches. The riches are in the niches. And if I were to say it like my friend Chris Ducker says, it wouldn't rhyme, but it would be the riches are in the niches. Or the riches are in the niches. That doesn't make sense. But the riches are in the niches. You have to narrow down. And there's a great article that is a recommended reading for everybody out there. And Gabby, I highly recommend you read this. This is called 1,000 True Fans by a guy named Kevin Kelly. And this article, which was written for specifically musicians and artists and the like, is actually very applicable to people who are entrepreneurs. And the whole premise behind this is, just think, if you only had 1,000 people, Gabby, that were truly in love with what you do and just complete raving true fans, enough that where they would pay $100 to get access to you or buy from you or whatever, $100 a year, that's already a six-figure income. That's $100,000. $100 a year times 1,000 people, 1,000 true fans. So as much as we all want to change the entire world, you have to start by changing somebody's world first. And it was on an interview with Andrew Warner at Mixergy.com where he actually not necessarily called me out, but he's a fantastic interviewer. He asks those questions that nobody is willing to ask. And he asked me a question because I was talking about all these little niche sites that I do. And he said, Pat, you have this little architecture exam website, and now you have this thing in the security guard training website. I didn't have the food trucker website up at the time, but I'm sure he would use this as an example too. He said, Pat, you're targeting all these little things, and you're just making, you're making decent money. But I mean, why aren't you creating something bigger, something that changes the world? Why not create the next Excel? That was his example. And that was a fantastic question. You know, why not think bigger? Well, doing that is much more difficult to start out with. But my answer was, I might not be changing the entire world, Andrew, but I'm changing somebody's world right now. And it was very, very apparent to me because, I was getting emails from people that were saying, Pat, thank you for helping me pass this exam. And I still get emails from people who use my exam material to pass their tests, and even security guards, people who don't know the Pat Flynn, like all of the Smart Passive Income Pat Flynn or the Ask Pat Flynn. Security guards, people who've gotten brand new jobs have emailed me saying, Pat, I use your job board over at securityguardtraining.com. They don't say Pat, they actually say Pete because Pete is the pen name there. But they're emailing Pete or Pat. They're just saying very honest things about how the site has helped them. And so I've made a difference in those people's lives, and that's what you want to do. So really the true thing you want to do here, Gabby, is niche down. Pick your favorite topic, and maybe it's theater. But even in that topic, you want to go sub on that and become the ultimate resource on that particular topic. And that's going to help you out in so many ways. It's going to help you stand out in the community and amongst everybody else talking about this bigger topic. If people are interested in this subtopic, you're going to be the one that they're going to talk to you. If you go to other sites and talk about how you talk about every other art form, you're not going to be as authoritative as if you went to another site that talked about art and said, hey, you know what? I have a site. It's all about the history of theater. That's all I talk about. They're going to want you on their podcast. They're going to want you as a guest because you are the expert on that. And it's so much easier to become the expert on that little tiny thing. And again, going back to Kevin Kelly and 1,000 True Fans, you don't need a huge audience to make a major impact, not only in the lives of those people, but in your life as well. Again, $100 a year for 1,000 people. Again, that's just some numbers, but the math doesn't, that math should hopefully inspire you and everybody else out there listening who are potentially struggling with trying to get more traffic and trying to build tens of thousands of followers. No, what if you were to get 1,000 true fans who just loved you to death, who would be willing to pay and hang out with you, or maybe go to a virtual conference, listen to episode 151 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, where Lane Amen, somebody who makes over six figures a year in the scrapbooking industry using virtual conferences. I mean, this is something that we can all do. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session151. But again, niche down, and then you have an opportunity. Once you sort of become known as that expert in that space, then you could branch out and start to add new things on top of that. It's going to be a much easier route to do it that way. And plus, the content that you have to talk about, you're just focused. You're following Gary Keller and Jay Papasan's advice from the book, The One Thing, to do the one thing. And then you can expand out of that instead of dividing all of your attention. I think it was in the book, I get the book, The One Thing, and Essentialism mixed up a little bit, but there's a really cool thing that I saw. It's a graphic where it has two examples. One is a circle that says energy in the middle of the circle. And then there's arrows pointing out from all directions, little tiny arrows pointing out from all directions. And that's what life is like when you divide your energy into all these different projects. But even on a website, when you divide your energy into all these different subtopics or all these different parts within that bigger niche. But then next to that, there's an image of a circle with the word energy in it with a line just pointing straight up. And that's one line, one big long arrow, and that's where your energy should be focused. And so, Gabby, I hope this answers your question. Actually, this should make life a lot easier for you. You're going to have, in the grand scheme of things, less content to have to worry about in terms of the different kinds of content. And then you can get really deep down into the nitty-gritty details to stand out as an expert in that subtopic. So what that subtopic is, I don't know. That's something you're going to have to explore and maybe test and try out. And you might even benefit from, before even starting to do this, thinking about the subtopic and writing about these different subtopics first, knowing that you're going to just pick one or two, and then try publishing those articles on other people's sites and seeing how people react and how you feel about them. You know, doing that before you set up a website and build out this whole thing and then try to get it out there, that's not the way to go. You want to kind of validate it first, I guess you could say, is what I was going there for, or what I was going for there. So, Gabby, I hope this answers your question. For those of you out there listening, I'd love to hear what you think. Do you agree with my answer? Do you have anything else to say? Use the hashtag AskPat301 on Twitter, and we'll all follow that conversation and continue the conversation based off of Gabby's great question. Gabby, thank you so much for the question today. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. Whew, running out of breath. And for those of you who have a question, go to AskPat.com. You can ask right there. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it. And I'm going to quote one of my favorite quotes of all time. And this is from my favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future. This is Doc Emmett Brown, played by Christopher Lloyd. He says, "Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need roads." Okay, thanks. Love you guys. Take care. I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.